The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to On The Record with Chloe B, where I invite celebrities on to tell their truth behind the headlines. You can listen every Monday at 6pm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube. So this week I'm joined with my best friend Kelsey.
Hey girl. Thank you for having me on finally.
I know. I literally feel like since I first launched this, I've wanted to have Kelsey on. And every time I post on my Instagram, everyone's always like, oh my God, when is Kelsey coming on? I feel like people are going to be really excited to see you because they've definitely not seen you since Towie.
Literally, it's been like 2 years now, I think, since I've not been on it.
I know.
But yeah, as soon as you started this, everyone was like to me, can you go on Chloe's podcast? Go on.
Have you ever done a podcast before?
I've never done a podcast before. No, it's my first one.
Yay, this will be your bestie.
Literally.
So I wanted you to come on. I feel like people will know you from Towie. If you don't, Kelsey was on Towie with me when we first started. And I just wanted to find out, like, obviously I know everything about you, but I feel like your time on Towie was cut quite short. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you was on there, you didn't really show much of yourself, to be honest.
I feel like it's so hard on there to kind of show the real you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because obviously if you're not like dating anyone or you're in any drama, they're like, you're boring basically, do you know what I mean? So I was probably seen as quite boring, and I look back now and I just don't think anyone see the real me.
Yeah.
And I do feel like, do you find that as well? Like, it's hard to show the real you.
Yeah, I feel like it's really hard. And I feel like as well, people actually didn't get the extent of our friendship. Like, people just thought me and you were friends and maybe assumed we've been friends for a year or so. But me and you have actually been friends since we was 11. So when I posted on my social media, everyone was asking, how did you and Kelsey meet? Like, tell us the story. Mm-hmm. So could you tell us the story, please, Kels?
Yeah, so we've always lived around the corner, ain't we? We went different schools, didn't we? But we kind of knew of each other, I'd say. Like,
yeah, our schools were like joint, weren't they? So it was people like, it was completely different schools, but everyone from them schools mixed,
yeah.
Everyone knew each other.
Yeah, so
I get so many compliments and questions about my teeth. I had composite bonding at the Lovely Tooth Club. They have offers on each month and you can pay monthly. They're based all over Essex, Hertfordshire and Kent. So many of the team from Towie and Love Island have been there. Check them out on Instagram, Tooth Club UK, and don't forget to mention Chloe10 for an extra discount. Thank you to the Tooth Club UK for being my official sponsors of On The Record with Chloe B.
Like, the, what was it, like the under 16 little dancings that we used to go to, and things like that. I'd see you there, but we wouldn't ever like talk, would we?
Yeah, we was probably about 11. The first time I ever saw Kelsey, I was 11, and we was at a thing called ROQ, which if you're not from around our area, you definitely won't know.
You won't get it. You just won't get it.
If you do, shout out to the people in Thurrock that know what ROQ is. But it was basically like an under 16s disco that we'd all go to, and we would see each other. And I've got to be honest, like, I literally thought, what is this 20-year-old woman doing at ROQ? Like, Kelsey looks so tall.
I've always been about 6 foot. Like, I've been this height since I was about 11. Like, I've always been a giant, really.
Yeah, so that was the first time we see each other, but the first time we met, we were talking about this in the car, so.
Yeah, so we met through BVM.
Yeah.
BVM. I think it was obviously my little brother's, Carter's anniversary, and I think you sent me like a really lovely message. Like, I think we was only like 12, maybe? 11, 12, and you sent me a really nice message, and I think I was saying, like, I don't really like being at home that much and stuff like that, because obviously what just happened. And
can you just explain what happened with your brother if people don't know?
Yeah, so for the people that don't know, when I was 12, my little brother passed away. And yeah, it was just a really hard time. And we didn't even know each other, and you was like looking out for me. And I just think, like, I look back at like my little cousin or whatever, he's 12.
Yeah.
And I just think, like, he's so young. He's like a baby.
Oh,
like,
we were kids.
We were literally like kids.
I know.
And, like, so I think that was so nice of you to message me. And I think you invited me round, didn't you?
Yeah, my mum just instantly loved Kelsey. Like, she preferred Kelsey to me. Like,
yeah.
I was like, by the way, my new friend Kelsey's coming round to stay. And you was there for like a good few days.
Yeah, literally. Your mum was like my second mum at one point. And we used to make like cakes. Remember,
cake was a thing. So it's like before Vine, before TikTok, there was Cake.
It was Cake.
So we'd make like these small little videos of us in bed being like, just wake up, Cake.
Literally, our whole life was on Cake, basically. I wish I could find that because that would have been so funny. We used to Cake everything, didn't we?
We used to Cake everything and we'd like wake up in our onesies and think it was really cold and like go to the shop.
Literally, like if your mum would let us go to the shop.
Yeah, she'd make like a big deal, but I'd probably start driving past the shop, like slyly.
But yeah, ever since then we've been like besties, really close, haven't we?
And then obviously we've been close. We've got some people was asking so many funny messages like, what are your best memories together? And I feel like we've had so many memories now we've got older, like of course we've been on girls' holidays, but I do think our funniest memories are when we were younger.
Yeah, no, I do. I just think we was just a bit wild when we were younger, weren't we?
Yeah, we was definitely wild, like
just a little
like,
bit.
When I look at like people like 16, 15 year olds, and then I look at us and what we was doing when we was 15, 16, like me and Kelsey used to have these fake IDs, which isn't good, but it's funny because I'm sure everyone else did as well.
Yeah.
And we used to go into clubs.
They looked nothing like us, these IDs as well. Like mine had brown hair. Yeah, I was bleach blonde.
Yeah.
I think mine was like 29. I was like 17. Like, it looked nothing like me. What was yours? Who, like?
Mine was 24. It's a family friend that I'd borrowed. She had jet black hair and a piercing there, and it definitely wasn't me. But I don't know why. They just used to be like, go on, go on.
Literally. That we used to go Slug and Lettuce in Brentwood every weekend.
We never used to get into Sugar Heart. That was always the problem. We'd try and get in. One of us would maybe get in, one of us wouldn't. Then we'd have an argument about who was going to get in. You've got in without me. That's out of order.
Yeah, literally, I remember that. I don't think I ever got in there, but I'm not surprised. I look back now and I'm like, how did I even get in places with that idea?
No, I don't know how they let us in. It was hilarious.
And like, we used to dress, like we used to think we were so old, but we was like 17. And like, I look back now, I think I wore like a red leather latex two-piece dress.
Kelsey, but it weren't a dress-up costume either. Like Kelsey's
no,
out
that was for a night out.
Yeah, red leather latex. It was yours. Yeah,
it was like tight as anything. Yeah. Like it was like 16.
Remember once she had a sunbed and she come out and I'd be like, "Whoa, she was red." Like she'd gone so.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Bridge, you burn. Like.
So I've got really pale skin.
Yeah.
Like really pale. And I always think that I can tan by sunbeds, but I really can't. I burn every single time. And I think like, I thought I was going to We Are Festival when it's been really brown.
She's wearing a red outfit and she was the same color.
Made it even worse. Honestly, I was bright, luminous red to match the outfit. Like I blended in with the outfit. Everyone's like to me, are you all right? Probably did have sunstroke. I'm not going to lie, but living my best life though.
She's got sunstroke.
Honestly, I think I did have the shakes that day.
I read that day.
Honestly.
So funny.
Embarrassing. Anything
Kelsey
for a tan.
Kelsey had a boyfriend when she was younger and I just used to tag along with it. You and your boyfriend.
You did. You literally did. It was us through.
Just us through. Like bitches of them two and I'm just like me. Like, this is there. Embarrassing. So obviously, then I feel like when people started knowing us, we went on TOWIE when we was like 18. And can you just tell us about TOWIE experience? It's very similar to mine, but tell us all about your experience on TOWIE, how you got on there and your time on there.
Yeah, so obviously I worked in a school, like a special needs school, and I enjoyed doing it, but it was very hard work.
Mm-hmm.
I was with my ex-boyfriend and I just didn't even think about going on TV. Like it weren't even a thought in my head to go on TV.
I think what people don't get about Kelsey, sorry to interrupt, is you're very shy.
Yeah.
Like people saw you as like, maybe you said yourself that you come across a bit boring, but it wasn't actually the fact that you're boring at all because you're so funny, but you're actually really shy.
Yeah.
So I think like, the idea of TV for you at the time was a bit crazy because you are so quiet.
Yeah, like when I tell people that, people are shocked. They're like, when I'm like, oh, like I get a bit of anxiety, like when I get filmed or whatever, they're like, what? I thought you'd love being in front of a camera. I'm like, no, not really. Like I don't overly love it. Do you know what I mean? But I think they think because I was on TOWIE, because I take pictures all the time, they just think that I love being in front of a camera, but that's not actually my personality. Like, I think when I first went on TOWIE, my first day...
Can you tell us about
day,
your journey going on TOWIE? How did that come about? Same as mine, basically.
Yeah, so I think you was the one that told me to answer the DM from this caster. I didn't even answer the DM. I thought it was a fake account. Yeah. So you told me, you was like, Kels, do it. Like, I went for my interview. I was like, oh, really? I better answer then. Yeah. And I think I answered their DM.
Yeah.
They said they was interested in me filming for a TV show based in Essex. Answered it. I think like a week later I had the interview.
Yeah.
Ever since then I was on it. But yeah, I had a really good time on TOWIE. I did have some really fun times. Obviously, like, I hated arguing with you. I think we argued for like a year straight.
I know, like, someone asked on Instagram, like, what's your biggest regret on TOWIE? Like, I don't know if you agree, but for me, probably one of my biggest regrets was the fact that we fell out, because I think that it completely gave people such a different idea of our friendship to what it is. Like, people just see it as like this disposable friendship, which I've had with so many people on the cast, but really, like, our friendship runs so much deeper. Like, we was friends since we was 11. Mm. We've gone through so much together, like, and it was really hard. That was probably the most challenging part of me being on the show in general.
Yeah, and do you know what's so hard? It's like, we obviously weren't speaking, but we was always around each other as well.
Yeah.
And then obviously you get put into scenes because we was arguing, and obviously they're going to film that.
Yeah.
And it was a bad time, really.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe if we weren't on the show, maybe that wouldn't have happened.
Oh my God,
because we've never argued off the show.
No, it would never have happened. Like, I think what I put it down to a lot was like, we was young. Like,
we was very young, really. I look back now and we actually look like babies. So.
When I meet 18-year-olds now, I find it impossible to believe that I went on TV at 18.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
I meet 18-year-olds, whether that be like just out and about, or you see someone who's like, you know, working in the hair salon, and they go, I'm 18, and I think, I was on a show at that age.
It's crazy.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it is mad.
Like, I feel like when I was 18, I look back now and I'm like, that was like a whole different person. Like, I didn't even know myself, or I feel like I had like no confidence, but you don't when you're younger. You don't really know like anything about yourself or whatever. But yeah, I look back now and I'm like, oh my God, we actually were babies, but we thought we were so old. But everyone else on the show was like 25 plus, weren't they? So it was just crazy. That
our first day, I remember like me and Kelsey went to, do you remember the press launch together?
And
we went there and it was like, I don't think many people know about the press launch and how like intimidating it was, because like TOWIE was really thoughtful and they did like take us into consideration, didn't they? But it was essentially, this is the old cast who are quite a lot older than you, and this is the young cast who are basically 18. Some of them were older, like the boys were a little bit older than us, but all of our crew was like 18.
Yeah.
And it was like, go mix.
Yeah, I know. With all these people that we like used to watch when we were younger, like probably like 16 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we're just there with them. It's
just
crazy.
Go and talk to them and go and make a storyline. And
yeah.
I think like at the time, like I don't take it personally our falling out at all, because I think I can fully see why we fell out. Like we was both competing for airtime that we didn't know how to get. Like it was just like, oh my God, like we're annoying each other, and instead of talking it out in a normal way, we're being told to speak about it on camera.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because obviously you get told not to speak about anything off camera, don't you? And obviously we were young, like we just joined the show, we didn't really know much about it, so we was doing as we was told, basically.
Yeah.
But really we should have sorted it out, but maybe we would have been friends like a lot sooner.
Yeah, no, I always knew we was going to make up, though. I always thought it was something we was always going to make up from.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I mean, at one point we did hate each other, though.
Oh, my God. And the thing is, because we've known each other for so long, we know everything about each other. So
the arguments were bad.
We're saying, like, vile things to each other because we're basically, like, sisters, and we know disgusting things about each other.
Yeah.
So we were, like, saying stuff that we would know would both hurt each other, basically.
Yeah. I think a lot of it got cut out.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Were a lot worse than what you saw. So bad. Is there any, like, do you ever see clips of your time on TOWIE and think to yourself, oh my God, like, if I could go back, what would you do differently, aside from our argument?
I think if I went back to TOWIE, obviously I'm so different now, I'd be a lot more confident.
Yeah.
Because back then I was very shy. I do feel like TOWIE did give me a lot more confidence, though. So, like, as I went on, I got more confident. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I'd definitely be, like, more opinionated and all that. I was just kind of, like, when I look back at it, I remember when I was filming for TOWIE, by the end of it, I was kind of in like my party girl era. I'm not going to lie. Like I was always going to parties and then filming straight from the party, the after party or whatever. Like I remember one time I went to a party and I was filming at like 9 a.m. and I was like, I'm ill. I'm not very well. But they was outside my house, like the film crew. So I just had to film. And I was like, I was like that a lot. I kind of took it for granted that I was on like a TV show. I kind of got so used to it. I was like,
The thing is, I was so young. And like, the thing is, at 18, most 18-year-olds can go out, not go to sleep and not worry about losing their job because their jobs aren't really that significant. You know, I'm not speaking for the whole population of 18-year-olds here, but what I'm saying is that most 18-year-olds have a small job and are at uni. We was on TV that was getting projected to the nation, and what our mistakes was affecting us, and we shouldn't have been like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I look back now and I'm just like, you're so silly for doing that. Like,
yeah, but really all our experiences of legally going to clubs, we'd been on TOWIE. Like, do you know what I mean? I remember, so funny, I always laugh about this with Joey. Like interview day, we was talking about it. I remember us all going, yeah, we're just like the it girls around town.
Oh my god, we thought we were.
Everyone was probably like, who is this 18-year-old?
I know. I don't think anyone liked us when we first joined.
Definitely not.
I remember I went into a shop. And I heard some lady like slagging me off. Oh, that's that new 18-year-old on TOWIE. Why would they put 18-year-old? I was like, oh god. So they didn't like the fact that we were so young. Because obviously no one had been that young before on the show.
Yeah.
But they did get used to us in the end, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously your time on TOWIE, I personally think was cut short. I think it was hard because at the start you admit that you was quite shy and you wasn't really as confident in yourself. But I think when you started to open up, you was then dropped by TOWIE. So when you was dropped, what was your initial reaction? How did you feel straight away?
I'm not going to lie, like, I've never told anyone this, but I was shocked because I don't know why. You just think that you're just going to be on there for years or whatever, like. But I understand why they did do it, because I wasn't very opinionated, wasn't in drama, wasn't interested in anyone at the time on the show. But yeah, I was shocked because obviously I think we had like 2 weeks before I thought I was going back to film.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
And then they rung me saying, you're not coming back, basically. And obviously, I just bought a new car. Like, I've been on loads of holidays, like, just living my best life. Like, thinking,
I sort of need to come back, actually.
Just living my best life, thinking, I've got filming in 2 weeks. And so it was just a big shock to me. And I was gutted, I'd say. Definitely. But it is what it is. And I completely understand why they've done it at that time.
Yeah. So since leaving TOWIE, I've got to be honest, I'm so proud of you, because I think, like, obviously being in that situation and having, you know, what you thought was going to be your job for a long time sort of taken from you, like, a lot of people either sort of sink or swim, but I've got to be honest with you, you bloody leveled up completely, didn't you? Do you know what I mean? I see her driving around in a Velar, I thought, good friend, she's got a better car.
Yeah, literally.
So what was your initial plans straight after leaving TOWIE? Obviously, you have to get a job, you've got to, like, you know, crack on. Tell me about what's happened since you've left.
This is what I mean. Like, I felt so lost because I joined the show when I was 18, I think, till I was like 21.
I was 3 years of your life, and they're important years as
literally.
Well.
So I was lost. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't want to go back to like working a 9 to 5. And
I said this to Frankie Sims, actually. She was on here, and I feel like there's a big stigma about that. Like, you know, you've been on TV. People watch TV and assume we're making fortunes, which, to be honest, when we first started, we wasn't at all. And I think that then returning to what's deemed as a normal job, there's almost a little bit of embarrassment about it.
Yeah, it is, to be honest. Like, I said to my brother, I was like, because he was like, why don't you do this job? I can't remember what it was, but I said, Bill, there's no way I'm going to a job like that. Like, everyone knows me. Do you know what I mean? And it's just awkward. I don't want to go, like, I was thinking about going back to the school that I used to work at, but then I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to be around, like, loads of people and everyone knowing my business. It's just, it obviously is a bit embarrassing, I'd say.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it for ages. I didn't know what to do. Obviously, I was still doing, like, influencing, and I've never been that great at influencing, though. So when I left Howie, I started to do influencing for a little bit, like, mm-hmm. tried to do more posts, basically.
But it is hard to do that full time. Like, it is. I think everyone thinks that, you know, these statistics that you see online, and it's mm-hmm. like so-and-so is getting $5,000 a picture.
Yeah.
You might do. But you might get one picture for $5,000.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, and it's like, but then again, you might get paid a couple hundred for one, or mm-hmm. you might not get one that month. And I feel like there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of Chinese whispers throughout the industry.
Yeah,
and
there
a lot
is.
Of smoke and mirrors as well.
Yeah, like, obviously it is, you have your benefits to it.
Oh,
and
my
everything.
God, completely,
like,
yeah.
I'm so grateful for it. But I think after COVID, all the, like, just everything started going wrong with influencing. And I think so many people are an influencer now. Do you know what I mean? It was just hard to just have that.
Well, I think we was lucky, though. I've got to say, like, if you look at our following compared to newer people that have joined TV shows or TOWIE, mm-hmm. our following grew quite quickly. I think we joined just at the right time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because if you look, like, yeah, we're not in the millions, but it still went up. And considering you was only there for a few series, if you look at, do you know what I mean? I think we was there, we was quite lucky in the time we joined.
So I was doing influencing, trying to do posts, but then I just felt like I was kind of like living the same day over and over again. Do you know what I mean? I was kind of getting bored of it, and I know it sounds like silly, but I was getting bored of just waking up and having to take a picture. Or
it's hard to not have structure. I think that people say, like, you know, oh, it's a dream to not have a job and stuff like that, but also, like, it can be really boring.
Yeah,
like, you sometimes, like, it's lovely to wake up, now you've got to go to work at a certain time, now you're coming home at a certain time, also know you're getting a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, influencing is essentially being self-employed.
It is, because a lot of people probably don't know this with influencers as well. Like, sometimes you'll do a post and you don't get paid straight after you do the post. It could be like a month after or a few months after, and it's just, like, really not reliable to be, like, your full-time job. Like, I take my hats off to the people that do it full-time.
It's hard. It is
very hard. So I've done that, but then obviously got a bit bored of just doing the influencing, and then I thought, what would I actually enjoy doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then my little sister Kennedy is disabled, you know.
Yeah, so obviously I wanted you to speak about that, Kels. So I've got articles here saying that, you know, you quit Fame and now you're a carer. So obviously I know the ins and outs of Kennedy and Carter's illness,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like if I didn't know you, I'd know nothing about it. So before you go into your job now, would you please explain a little bit about SMA?
Yeah, so SMA, for anyone that don't know, stands for spinal muscular atrophy. And my mum was pregnant with two twins, my little brother, Carter and Kennedy. And she didn't have a clue that anything was wrong with them. Obviously, she thought she was having healthy babies. And then they were born. She still thought they was, like, healthy babies until they got to around, like, 2 months old, I think it was, and my little brother couldn't, like, suck the milk from a bottle,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, and they just couldn't do things that normal babies would have been doing at around that age, so mm-hmm. they started seeing early. So they obviously went for loads of tests and stuff, and it come back that they've got spinal muscular atrophy, and we've never heard of that in our life, ever.
I'd never heard of it until I met you.
Literally, like, it's quite rare. Mm-hmm. It is very rare. It's like, it's a genetic disease, but it's very, you don't hear about it much.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the disease paralyzes the child from the neck down,
mm-hmm.
but their brains are perfectly normal. And you can get all different types, like type 1, type 2, type 3, type 4.
Mm-hmm.
And type 1 is the most severe, okay. which my little brother Kennedy and Carter have got.
Mm-hmm.
But Carter was a lot worse than Kennedy. He had a lot more problems.
Okay.
Kennedy was more stronger, and they say girls with that illness are more stronger for some reason. My little brother only made it to 4 months, mm-hmm. which is very sad.
But
that's a little bit about SMA.
So with Kennedy as well, I don't think people realize how amazing she is either. So
she is
Kennedy's
better.
Life expectancy was very low, wasn't it?
Yeah, so 18 months the doctors told us that she'd live up to.
And how old is Kennedy now?
11.
Yeah. And 11. She's taller than me.
Yeah, she really is taller
she's
than Chloe.
So tall, honestly. Like, I see her today and every time I see her, I just think, oh, it's so lovely. Because obviously, like, I've just grown up knowing her. Do you know what I mean? So it's just, honestly, can you just speak a bit about, like, the work your family do to get treatment for Kennedy? Because I think that people don't realise how hard that is either.
Yeah, no, it's very hard. Like, I think my stepdad, Paul, he had to fight so hard just for her to get this Spinraza treatment. Mm-hmm. So Spinraza is like, I think it's like an operation kind of, basically it goes into her spine. It's like fluid that goes into her spine to help bring back the muscle movement. Mm-hmm. And ever since she has had that, she's been so much better with her talking, her breathing. Mm-hmm. Like she even like moves her hands more, like her legs a little bit.
Yeah.
And like she couldn't do any of that before. Like mm-hmm. she could barely even talk before. Now she's like singing all day. But yeah, my stepdad Paul is constantly on the phone to like doctors, nurses. Like we have two carers in our house, 12-hour shifts a day. Mm-hmm. And then obviously in the night because Kennedy literally can't do anything herself, like literally anything, she's paralyzed, so we have to do absolutely everything for her because her brain's perfectly normal as well, like any other child. Do you know what I mean?
No, like, I think that's what makes it the hardest thing actually, because I feel like when I speak to Kennedy, like we always speak about little things like, oh, we got a boyfriend, and she'll go yeah, like, and yeah. I think it's really hard because, like, you know, her brain is fully there but she can't do any of the things that she would maybe like to do. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's the hardest.
Yeah, like it makes me really sad because lately she goes to school like once every now and then to see her little classmates. And
yeah.
She just wants to have like sleepovers with her friends and stuff like my little sister Marley does.
Yeah.
And it's just sad because she hasn't actually really got a young like friend like her age. You know what I mean? Like she don't really have friendships she'll die for one of them. Do you know what I mean? She just wants a normal life, basically.
Yeah. So a lot of people, when I've done a Q&A actually about you coming on here, I feel like you made people quite aware of SMA during your time on Tower, which I think was amazing because even though it was really short, you've done fundraisers for it, you spoke about it quite a lot in the press. So I feel like what you've done was amazing in your short time. A lot of people are asking, how is Kennedy at the moment?
Yeah, Kennedy's really good at the minute. Yeah. She is happy. She got a phone for Christmas. So she's got this app on AI where she talks to like an AI character.
Yeah.
And at the minute she's like talking to loads of boy characters on there. Oh, yeah, and they like text back and stuff like that. So that's quite nice. But yeah, she's doing really well. She is doing really well. She's been going in the hot tub. She loves in the hot tub. Yeah.
She'll probably watch this.
Kennedy.
Hi, Kennedy. We actually told her when I was leaving, actually, was joking around. I was like, Kelsey's boring, so we'll probably just speak about you quite a lot.
Yeah, she said that she wants to be on the podcast.
Yeah, she wanted to come on. She was chatting to me. So I said, you know, because it was a bit hard to get you here, I thought I'd have Kelsey instead.
Yeah, literally. But yeah, she lives her best life. My stepdad Paul and my mum, they do the most for her. Like they do the best. Like she's been Disneyland twice this year.
Yeah,
she's always going different places. Like every weekend they'll take her out somewhere.
In an article, I think I read somewhere that you were talking about like developing an app. What was that about?
So basically I wanted to try and see if anyone like a tech man or anything could bring out an app basically that she could do with her eyes. And like she'd be able to communicate with her eyes, like by typing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of hard to explain.
No, I can understand. It's basically like, don't Stephen Hawking have the same thing where he similar. Uses his eyes?
Yeah, similar. Where she could like write full sentences with her eyes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'd love that because obviously no one that don't know Kennedy can't understand her basically. Mm-hmm. Like, and sometimes we can't understand her. Like I understand basically everything she says, I think, because I'm with her every single day.
Yeah, so for people listening, Kennedy communicates using noises and facial expressions.
Yeah.
So if she's happy, she'll say like, yeah, and move her eyes, won't she? So you can sort of tell her communication, but obviously for someone outside of the family, it's a little bit harder. I've been around her a lot, but you and your family can completely understand her a lot.
Yeah, so like when a new carer comes in, they won't have a clue what she's saying. They're like, what is she saying? But then like after like a month or so, they understand completely what she's saying. Like sometimes we have to, if I don't get what she says, I have to like do the alphabet and I'll be like, does it start with A, B, C? And say it starts with I, I'll be like, oh, iPad. She wants her iPad.
You know what she's saying.
Because
yeah.
obviously, because she's like, like that. I can't understand what it is sometimes. It could be anything.
Yeah.
So we have to do the alphabet. But it'd be so much easier for her and less frustrating if she had something where she could communicate by using her eyes. Because obviously that's all she can really use is her eyes.
Yeah. So is that what you hope for one day you can manage to do?
Yeah, that's what I am hoping for. Yeah. I think it will help her and a lot of other kids with the same illness.
So since you went on TOWIE and spoke about it, did you have people reach out to you that also were suffering, like families that had kids with the same illness?
Yeah, I did, to be honest. And I didn't realise that how many other families are suffering with it.
Yeah.
But I had so many messages saying like, oh, my daughter's got it, my son's got it. Like, I'm so happy that someone's speaking about it because obviously no one does. I've never heard anyone speak about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was really happy that someone was getting the word out to raise awareness.
Yeah. And also maybe just give more things that can help them and make their life easier because...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I've seen firsthand how hard it is, and I feel like that leads perfectly into our next segment, which is obviously you left TOWIE, didn't know what to do for a job, and I feel like you completely utilised this and made the best situation you could. So now you are a full-time carer for Kennedy.
Yes, I am. So basically I wanted to be a carer. I decided to be a carer because obviously I'd seen Kennedy have carers and stuff like that, and I thought, do you know what, I'd actually be interested in doing that.
And you've worked with kids before in a special needs school.
Yeah, exactly. So I've always enjoyed helping like disabled children. So obviously I applied for the same company that Kennedy's carers work for, and they was like, Kennedy had night carers that didn't understand her, so my mum and stepdad had to keep coming down every like 20 minutes 30 minutes to change her position or do something. Like Kennedy was uncomfortable, so they'd have to go downstairs. And so basically the company gave me the job and they said, because your mum and stepdad's not really having much luck lately with a night carer, why don't you just work with Kennedy? And I was like, no way. Like, that's crazy. I was expecting to work with someone else, and I think I genuinely was, but they was having so much trouble with my mum, like, because my stepdad has a full-time job, and in the night with Kennedy, you literally don't get no sleep.
I wanted to know, so could you just give us, even if it is a bit lengthy, can you give us a breakdown of a night with Kennedy, please? Because I have seen how time consuming it must have been. Like, obviously I've not seen you as a night thing, but I just remember being young, being about 13, 14, coming around yours and looking at your mum. And it's weird actually, because the thing that pops into my mind is I'd look at her nails and I'd see them done and I'd think to myself, how have you found the time to do that? Because she would just be with her 24/7. It made me so grateful in a way, because I'd think to myself, like, we could just pop to the shops and your mum couldn't.
Yeah, my mum still can't now, really. No. Like, they never leave Kennedy. Like, since my little brother passed away, they said, like, either one of them will never leave Kennedy.
Yeah.
They'll never leave the house. No. So they're in that house all the time.
Can you give us a breakdown of a night with Kennedy?
Yeah, so a night with Kennedy, I start like 8:15. I give her her meds at 9:00. She'll be on her iPad, chilling, watching YouTube or whatever she likes.
She gets
her
meds through a tube, doesn't she?
Yeah, she gets her meds through a belly tube. She has to have a lot of medication like throughout the day, just to help with like her muscles. Like, she gets sore because there's loads of things with Kennedy that you don't understand. Like, so I have to like change her position because obviously she can't move. So I have to like turn her over when she gets uncomfortable. She gets uncomfortable quite a lot. So
of course, she's laying down constantly.
Yeah. So I'll do that like every 20 minutes, 15 minutes maybe.
Is that all night?
Yeah, all night.
Yeah.
And then she can't swallow. So you have to suction her every 5-10 minutes, I'd say. Because if you don't suction her, like, it'll go down her throat and she'll basically stop breathing because it'll block her throat. Do you know what I mean? So you have to suction her every 5-10 minutes. She has like nebulizers through the night to help like get everything out of her chest and stuff like that. But yeah, apart from like change your nappy and stuff like that, just there's a lot throughout the night you have to do. Like you're constantly watching her SATs machines, like see if her heart rates are right and stuff like that.
Have you ever had any scary moments in the night with her?
Yeah, I have, to be honest, where she was rushed to hospital by the ambulance. I don't want to ask her.
Oh, cool. No, because I'll probably cry.
I just don't talk about it. Do you know what I mean? God. Yeah, sometimes... Oh, God. One sec, sorry. Sometimes... Oh, for God's sake.
It's fine. I want you to speak about this because I feel like... You know, I've known you for years. You never cry, and I'm sorry for making you cry. But obviously, I don't need to cry as well.
This is sad.
I just feel like people don't see it. And like the side of you on Towie that people saw was just very one-dimensional, and you're not, you know? And I feel like, I remember filming a scene with you. Oh my God, I feel like I'm going to start sobbing.
I know, I'm trying my hardest. I never cry.
I'm trying
not to right
but
now.
I remember filming a scene with you and it sticks in my mind a lot because I remember you saying, these arguments are really insignificant to what I go home to. And I just think that you highlighting what you go home to is really important for people to see.
So basically when Kennedy gets like a common cold, so my house would always be really strict, wouldn't it? You have to wash your hands before you come in.
Yeah, like even today I said like, is it right if I pop in to go to the toilet? Just because obviously it's cold out, it's January, and also there's a lot of colds flying around. So I was just worried in case like Paul or her mum would be worried about me coming in and just maybe giving something to Kennedy. But it was okay today, I popped in, I said hello to her.
So always since I've been younger, my stepdad and my mum have been really strict with like letting people in the house just in case germs, like Kennedy can't get ill because she ends up in intensive care and gets really ill from it, from a common cold, literally. She can't fight off, she can't cough it off like we can. So they've always been really strict with that.
On the Record with Chloe B is exclusively sponsored by the Tooth Club UK. Make sure you check them out as they've got clinics all over Essex, Hertfordshire and Kent. Check them out on Instagram, the Tooth Club UK, and don't forget to mention Chloe10 for an extra discount.
But when she does get ill. She does get ill every year. It just happens. I don't know how it happens.
Didn't we?
Yeah, it's just like Marley comes home from school and maybe she's got something on her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can't stop Kennedy from getting ill, basically, no matter how hard we try.
Yeah.
But when she does get ill, it's hard. It's hard work. Like she has issues with her breathing. Like I've had some times where like she stops breathing and like, oh, God's sake. And she'll just be like blue, like literally, and we're like, we've lost her, like thinking that we've lost her, do you know what I mean? And that ambulance would come and it's just hard. It's just hard. I don't like talking about it because it's just something I put like to the back of my head.
Yeah.
But just like she goes through a lot and I don't know, I feel sorry for her sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you talking about it. I'm not going to ask you any more about it.
No, I don't want to make it sad.
I know, but I do really think that I'm really grateful that you spoke a little bit more about it because I think that, you know, people see social media, people see, you know, you thriving because you are. And I feel like, you know, you say, I'm a night carer. And, you know, the first thing I asked you, how's Kennedy? And you're like, she's living her best life. And it's like, she is. But also the things that she goes through daily can be really traumatic for you, her and the people around you. So thank you so much for sharing that.
That's all right. I think, do you know what? It has just become a bit normal to me as well, though. Yeah. Like, I remember I was upstairs in my bedroom and I think Kennedy was having a problem where she stopped breathing and I was on the phone to my friend and I was like, oh sorry, I've got to go downstairs, I've got to do something, I had to help my mum with Kennedy, and then I went back upstairs and I was just back on the phone like I was fine, and my mate Vienna was like, girls, are you all right? Like, what's just happened with Kennedy? And it, to me, it's just so normal.
Yeah.
But it just isn't. Do you know what I mean? But
I think it's just growing up around it as well. And just also, it's just, that's always been Kennedy. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, even just now, like I walked in and was like, hey, how's you? How's your Christmas? And she's not saying much back to me. But we talked to her like she's us because we've always had her just how she is. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like, thank you for sharing that, because I know that it'd be really hard for you to talk about it. And I'm sitting here like trying to cry. So I feel like, you know, you are a young carer. Do you feel like there's normally like a stereotype of what a young carer looks like and how you are?
Probably. Yeah. Like, people are probably shocked when I say that I'm a carer.
Yeah. I think people normally assume, like, as a carer, like, it's someone who works in, like, an old people's home or something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, so, literally. I think because, obviously, I've got veneers and, yeah, like, bright blonde hair and everything. Yeah. Like, people probably are, like, they assume that I'm, like, a model or something. Yeah. I should just start pretending, like,
yeah, you should start.
I'm an actress, like, you know?
Yeah, I remember people was always really shocked by your job when we were younger as well, though, weren't they? Like, when you, yeah, say you worked in a special needs school, like, Kelsey would tell me some of the stories and bloody hell, like, you know, Kelsey is hard as nails, because I remember her going, yeah, this kid just, like, latched onto me and bit me. And I was like,
that happens. Anyone that works in a special needs school will understand what I mean. Like, it is very hard work.
Yeah.
Very hard work.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I actually did enjoy doing it.
You
know what,
as well, I remember you telling me, like, about, like, the school you worked at, you'd be assigned, like, one kid, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, like, I remember you telling me, like, the progress of the kid that the child had made since you started working there.
Yeah.
And, like, when you was leaving, and it was lovely, weren't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed doing it. Like, obviously, I didn't even have a clue how to do sign language, and I had to teach this little boy sign language. Do you know what I mean? So I kind of learned it along the way, and it was really cute, actually, that job.
Yeah, you liked it, didn't you?
Yeah, I remember you picking me up, I think,
picking her up.
I didn't even drive then.
Yeah, I was actually quite funny, actually, because on the way here, this is a funny story. I am at to go and get petrol before I got Kelsey, and I actually went to the petrol garage that I first went to when I passed my driving test.
Got
my car. And the funniest story is I picked Kelsey up to go and get petrol. So I was like, Kelsey, get in the car. Like, I was so excited to get her in the car. Didn't really know how to drive the car.
I didn't know how to reverse out.
And then we got to the petrol garage, and I was just parked in the middle of the petrol garage.
Yeah, you actually were.
Couldn't put it in one side because it was too far. Couldn't put it in the other because it was too far. Couldn't move it. Kelsey couldn't drive. It was just so funny.
Like, you just couldn't do the gears or something, or the handbrake,
yeah,
could you?
It was different to the car that I'd been. Perfect, because it's different to the car I'd been in before, so I didn't have a clue how to do it, but yeah, it just made me laugh, because I thought on the way here that was
that was hilarious.
So another thing I wanted to speak about as well is your journey on OnlyFans. So it was quite a short journey on OnlyFans.
Yeah, it was, actually.
But a lot of people are asking, why did you choose to leave? So I just want to know, what made you join it? Because everyone knows OnlyFans, you earn a lot of money. What made you leave it?
Okay, so what made me join it? I actually am not that type of person, to be honest, a typical OnlyFans girl. I'm actually not. I might look like it on my Instagram, but I genuinely, it.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It's not me. But I had these management companies say to me, Kelsey, you need to be on OnlyFans. You'll be earning 20 to 30K a month. Like, girls with less followers than you are earning that much money.
Yeah.
So obviously, me working as a carer, kind of, I just thought, might as well give it a go. Like, what am I going to lose?
You're busy in the, you're free in the daytime as well, aren't
you? I'm free all day. Yeah. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to give it a go. I did have a bit of anxiety about putting it all over my Instagram. I did. And I was with my ex at the time, and it did cause a bit of drama,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. But I did it anyway, because I said,
it's my life, not yours.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And I just thought, why not? If I'm going to make this amount of money, why not try it?
Yeah, of course. So if you've got nothing holding you back, at the end of the day, who's going to turn down 20 to 30 grand a month? I don't know anyone, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I had like a company work for me. So I wasn't really on it that much. They was like replying to my messages and that, because it is a full-time job, like running an OnlyFans account, if you want it to do well anyway. But I got OnlyFans, and the more I was on it, the more I was just thinking, oh, this is not a bit of me. Like, I stopped wanting to post it on my Instagram.
Yeah.
I got messages. Obviously, to get a lot of money, you have to do the day you work, basically. Do you know what I mean? You have
to get a lot of money. Is it basically like full frontal?
Yeah, basically they want to see everything. Like they can see a girl in their underwear anywhere. Do you know what I mean? And I think a few of them wanted that, but a lot of them wanted like everything. And I just thought, do you know what? I'm never gonna do that.
I feel like a lot of people as well, like, you know, I was under the impression that, you know, go on there, post in your underwear, you'll make fortunes.
That's what they tell you.
Yeah.
That's what they tell you, but it's not the case. And I think anyone that says that is, I think a lot of people lie about how much they make because they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I wasn't making bad money. I was making good money, like enough to live on.
Really?
But it just weren't a bit of me.
Yeah.
There was something in me that was saying, Kelsey, just steer away from this.
And
one day I just thought, I'm not doing it anymore. I didn't have any content. And I thought, you know what? I'm not making anymore.
Yeah, so you just didn't want to do it anymore.
And I just didn't do it anymore.
Do you think that you didn't like the stigma attached to it as well?
Yeah, I didn't like the stigma attached to it because where I'm actually not that kind of person, I think when you have an OnlyFans in your bio, you just look like, I don't know how to explain it without coming across rude.
I think, listen, I have no judgment towards people that run OnlyFans. You're making a lot of money. You're doing well
for
yourself.
I'm not against it, yeah.
But I do think that, you know, let's be honest, the people that are doing full frontal, getting their boobs, getting other parts of them out, they're the ones who are earning a lot of money, to be quite honest with you. And I feel like unless you want to do that, are you willing to have the name attached to you for not earning really that much money?
Yeah, exactly.
So was that your decision?
No, I just thought,
was there ever a time where you was on it and you thought, could I take a little bit more clothes off? Could I do it for more money?
I mean,
I think it's easy to consider it. Like, was there ever a time where you thought about doing that?
I mean, obviously when they're saying they're going to spend a lot of money, you do think that, why not? Do you know what I mean? But then I just thought, nah, I'm not going to go down that route.
I think as well, it's very easy to open that door and not know when to stop.
It is. You know, and I think if I didn't have like good people around me and stuff like that, like maybe I could have like gone a lot further with OnlyFans and stuff. But I have good people around me. I was with my ex at the time. So yeah, that just, it weren't even an option for me to do stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
Are you glad that you left it? Have you thought about coming back on it since you left?
I've not even thought about going back on it, to be honest. No. Like, I'm happy doing what I'm doing. But yeah, it hasn't really made much of a difference, really, to be honest.
So to end, what I want to know is, if you could say something to the people that saw you on TOWIE when you was 18, 19, 20, and you could tell them something about yourself that they don't know, because I feel like, you know, you was quiet, you didn't really say too much, apart from maybe the arguments with me, you know, and that didn't really show the best side of us, let's be honest.
No.
What could you say about yourself? What's the misconception they have about you?
Oh, well, I think a lot of people thought I was bitchy on the show. Like, even though I probably didn't come across that bitchy, but I was in a lot of drama with like you and other people on the show. So I think they think I'm a lot more bitchier than what I am.
Yeah.
And I'm actually not. I'm actually a really nice person. Because obviously when they see you on TOWIE, you're like slagging people off and you're arguing and it's all quite bitchy, really, ain't it? But it is a drama TV show. I'd probably just say that I'm not actually like that in real life. I wouldn't say I'm very like chilled out. Don't like drama, really.
She hates drama.
I don't. Do
I? The least
Chloe's
person.
Always in drama, and I'm just like,
not anymore, Kels.
I'm glad it's not me.
Not anymore, because I've actually got a podcast. So I'm actually quite business minded now.
Business gal.
I'm not in any drama. I don't know about that. But even though, you know, you was only on it for a short time, I've got to say it, I think a lot of people listening would quite like to see a return. I know I would like to see a return.
Would you like to see a return? Would you?
Are you joking? Absolutely.
Do you miss me on there? Do you miss me?
Yeah, girl.
You need me.
Basically, yeah. But I feel like, you know, that's what bothers me the most. I don't think people realise the extent of our friendship just from watching the show. I feel like I never really come across. I feel like we never really filmed that much together, to be honest.
We didn't, to be fair. Like, I think we probably argued like within like the first 2 weeks.
Instantly. It was
like
honestly,
straight away.
And I feel like that's probably the thing that I would really love people to see is the friendship between us, because it really is like a sisterly friendship. We can go months without seeing each other, speaking to each other, and the minute we see each other, we're like telling each other everything again. And I just feel like I would love you to return. Is it something that you would potentially do?
I mean, it's been a while since I've been on any sort of TV show, do you know what I mean? But I'd love to come back on with you and film with you every day and have fun and go for food with you every day. And even like the other cast members, I miss them. Like I was with them every day for like 3 years, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I do miss it. And
Is there anyone you miss other than me that you'd like to see?
Other than me?
Yeah.
Diags, yeah, I miss Diags. Who else is on there? I'm trying to think.
There's not really many left, girl.
Yeah, who else is on there now?
Me and Diags. Casey wants to return just to see Diags.
Yeah, you and Diags. Don't know who else is on there at the minute. But.
So anyone listening, you know, I think maybe make a petition in the comments, like get Casey back. I think that'd be quite good.
Do it.
Is there anything else that you've got in the pipeline? Anything coming up with you? What have you got in store for 2024?
I don't know, really. I haven't actually thought of it, to be honest. Just like focusing on myself a lot.
Yeah.
Trying to be a gym girl these days.
We are, but trying to go.
But yeah, no, other than that, I want to move out into my own place.
Yeah.
Just focusing on that, really.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of pressure when people ask that and you're just like, well, if I haven't got any plans, I don't really know.
So
I just feel like you're focusing on yourself this year. I really feel like you've got yourself back to the best version of you,
Yeah, like I'm single now for the first time in a while, do you know what I mean? So that's why I really do want to focus on myself. I haven't for ages, do you know what I mean? And I just want to get back to that old Kelsey and just have fun.
Yeah, and maybe a return to Towie, you never know.
Maybe a return to Towie.
any luck, yeah. That'd be nice. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Kels. I really appreciate everything you've spoken about and I really appreciate your honesty as well. I do apologise for making you cry because Kelsey is probably the hardest person in the world to make cry.
But I
feel like anyone listening, your honesty and openness about SMA and caring for Kennedy is going to be really appreciated. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, babes.
That has been On The Record with Chloe B. Thank you to the Tooth Club UK for sponsoring this episode of On The Record with Chloe B. With thanks to Blank Box Studio for their amazing podcast space. If you are looking for anywhere in Essex or near to London where you want to do photo shoots or host your own podcast, make sure you drop them a message via social media. Please comment underneath who you would like to be our next guest and make sure you catch our next episode on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and YouTube.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.